While sports are used as a form of rehabilitation for some U.S. veterans, Iraqi civilians are excited about a different kind of therapy, one that is also American in origin, but is geared more toward couch potatoes than athletes. NPR's J.J. Sutherland has the story.
Zainab Ali is the mother of five. Just about every day, she rushes to get her housework done by a certain time, for she has one ritual that cannot be broken.
They know it is a sacred thing for me, so they never ask me to do anything when it's on.
That sacred thing?
Let's do it. I want you to get excited about your life.
Yep, that's Dr. Phil. But what makes this odd is that Zainab lives in Baghdad, and she watches the show in English with Arabic subtitles.
As we said, they're violent with each other.
Zainab is forced to stay inside almost all the time. The daily bombings, murders, and kidnappings make it too dangerous to leave the house. But being a prisoner inside her own home, like so many other Baghdadis these days, her day is often comprised of crushing boredom punctuated with fear. Dr. Phil enters her home via Lebanese satellite service. That is when there is power, which isn't often, a few hours a day unless one is lucky enough to have a private generator. Dr. Phil's show is certainly not targeted at Iraqis. He neither knows their culture nor has experienced the savagery of their bloody civil war. But Zainab says Dr. Phil is an important voice from a world she thought had no similarities to her own.
I remember one day when I was surprised to find Dr. Phil discussing the problems of a mother and her estranged daughter-in-law. The next morning we discussed it at work and wondered, can you imagine? They have the same problems in America.
Even with the similarities, Zainab says Iraqis find it difficult to discuss their problems in the same way that Americans do.
We Iraqis can't go on TV and speak about our problems. Our society is different. Here, if we try to do the same, it would be a scandal.
Zainab is far from alone in her devotion to the program. It has become a sensation in Iraq.
When Dr. Phil appears on the TV, I stay home. When my friends calls me, where are you? We are waiting for you. I tell them no, later. Sometimes when I miss it, I feel sad. Not crying, but I feel sad.
Anwar Abbas seems to be an unlikely candidate to be a Dr. Phil devotee. He's a 51-year-old Iraqi journalist and the patriarch of his extended family. Abbas chain-smokes nervously while he speaks. A Shiite from a southern tribe, he is very strict and very traditional.
If a wife pay a little attention to her husband, he will force her to pay him her attention. He will use his hand against his wife to make him feel that she pays him her attention.
After years of running his family as a self-described dictator, Abbas says Dr. Phil opened his eyes to a different way of thinking.
The other person in the problem, to have his own way, help him, or give him a space to return back to you.
When asked if she has a question for Dr. Phil, Zainab Ali says the impact of the violence on her family's daily life is what she needs help with.
Frankly, we suffer from the fact that because of the security situation, we're locked inside our homes for a long time, not able to go out. So the family has no solace, no time for relaxation. This has really affected our psychology.
Clearly, that is a huge challenge.
That's Dr. Phil McGraw himself. When presented with Zainab's dilemma, he said that kind of claustrophobia can cause people to lash out at each other, even at those they love.
So I think avoid the non-directional frustration so you don't just lash out aimlessly, and talk very much about what's going on, because when you give it a voice, it's not so ominous.
In Iraq, seeking any kind of mental or emotional help, even in the worst of times, carries with it a severe social stigma. Even though the culture of Iraq is far different from America's, and people living with war on their doorsteps aren't his usual audience, Dr. Phil says he's not surprised his show is popular there.
What we see is the war and the ravage, and sometimes we forget that behind all of that are people just like ourselves, moms and dads that are trying to guide a family and sustain a family and raise kids.
So for now, many Iraqis, like Zainab and Abbas, will turn to a balding American with a heavy Texas drawl and a TV show to help them do just that. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.
If you're going to talk to me, you're going to have to be honest.
Stand by, Dr. Phil.
Showtime. This is going to be a changing day.